Hello, can you put me through to the police, please?
Police, thank you.
Thank you. Hello, police. Hello, I've just had a woman called Lynn from the call, one of the call centres, who's supposed to be a call assistant, but rudely put the phone down on me when I'm in an emergency situation. I'm quite concerned.
So you mean you called what, 999?
Yes, that's correct. I called one of your call centres, but low, bam, that one of them. And I spoke to a woman called Lynn. She never gave me a CAD number to the phone call. I'm documenting down all of our conversations, and I've been documenting down the last 200. I've been recording them. I even had to go out and buy a new dictator just to prove how I'm being treated by your call centre when I'm asking to be protected under my human rights and that I'm a British citizen. Now, Lynn, I can't even believe that she is trained, to deal with people under pressure when they're being attacked. How can she put the phone down on me when I'm talking to her and being attacked? And I'm explaining to her, like, I have a disability. When I'm put under pressure, like she was putting me under pressure, as well as the people beside me attacking me, she decided to put the phone down on me. Can I please take a CAD number for this, for the last phone call that I made to that call centre, please?
So for the previous one, can I just take an address, please, so I can get that for you?
109 Burncroft Avenue.
Okay, just one moment. So the previous CAD number was 7273.
7273.
Today's date, which is the 18th.
Okay, will you be able to... I'm not going to ask too much of you, madam, because I don't need to add more people to have a knock-on effect. There's enough dominoes already going to fall over on this one. I've built a website and I've built an official report. Every phone call that I've made to the call centres, they've been calling me black bastard and everything. They're illegally holding me in my house. When I've been called in the call centre, I've made 202 phone calls. Can I explain how this just started, yeah?
Okay.
It started in 2014 when the Metropolitan Police and the Enfield Council, which is my local boroughs, decided to make an application for an ASBO order. I'd been on curfew for a year prior, so I couldn't have done anything wrong while I was on curfew. I was on bail conditions. They took my passport and everything, yeah? When I won the case, which they didn't expect me to win after the year, they threw an ASBO folder outside my front door because it wouldn't fit through my letterbox. Now, that ASBO folder had 7 people in it and accused me of 7 events while I was on curfew that I couldn't have thrown. 3 of them are of people that I do know, and the rest of them could be anyone, your children, anyone's children. I just don't know them. They're people that wanted to buy a sound system rather than shot drugs in the community. Yeah. Now, I looked at these events and knew I never threw them, so I went to Facebook and I copied the event pages. So I got all of their event pages, and half of them were so stupid they didn't even throw them in a party name. They're throwing them in their own personal names on their Facebooks, yeah? So now I've got the true Facebook profiles here that proved that. Now I looked through the ASBO folder, and rather than handing the Facebook profiles in and grassing everybody up, I noticed that every police officer said that there was a section on all of these party doors. So I wrote a nice statement proving that I was working for the community. I was doing Lock to Lock Festival, Kids with Cerebral Palsy, Bliss Charity. I was the key holder to the community hall. I had a nightclub on Brixton High Street that I was managing, yeah? And now I was doing all of these good things in the community. Yeah, I was building a festival. I built my own website. Now these bail conditions stopped me from doing anything. Now, after 2 years of them trying to get the conditions on me in court, they couldn't get them on me from 14 to 16, they couldn't get me found guilty in court. Yeah, finally, all the judges kept throwing the application out on the side, saying I'm not dealing with this case. Yeah, about 6 judges walked out. Eventually, they got some judge called a Judge Piggott. Now she deals with rape cases for children only. Now she's coming.
Sir, I'm really sorry to stop you there, but as you've come through on an emergency line, you are tying up the line.
I'm illegally being detained by the company you represent. In this country, you must have first-hand evidence, yeah? You must have first-hand evidence. Now, on all the MG11 forms, which are under the investigation, Power 1996, which is what you deal with now, it says on the MG11s, there should be, if the police officers are writing a second perspective, they should write, and there should be a signature from a member of the public who's going to be the victim or the witness. Now, each police officer has done 4 statements each, and none of them are signed. Now, what they've done is, there was 2 parties on the same day, one one on Crown Road, on Southby Road, and one on Progress Way. They've used all the CADs from your call centre, which are real, from Crown Road, and redacted all of the names of them, the name of the roads. But they forgot to redact the X to Y locations, which proved they're Crown Road, and all the coppers that really attended Crown Road. They made up six CADs for Progress Way that were never in your computer systems, and they've inputted them into my folder. Now, all them CADs that they've made for Progress Way, yeah, all have different timestamps, and they go backwards to each other. Now, they've fraudulently done this, yeah, in all of the original CADs, it says that white people committed the crime, and they forgot to redact that out.
Okay,
and I'm still
I'm going to have to stop you there now, because you are tying up.
Yeah, but I'm serving 9 years. I'm serving 9 years illegally in my house, when the maximum sentence is 6 months, even if you did have enough of criminal evidence.
I'm just trying to explain to you how you can go forward with this. If you do feel like you are being treated unfairly, you need to speak to a solicitor and get some legal advice so that this can be dealt with. At this stage, sir, this is not an emergency, so I cannot...
Me being illegally detained by the company you represent is an emergency, so, and me being attacked by members of my neighbours...
I have a number for today's call, but I will have to go.
I'm going
to
let you go, because, you know, you spoke to me with respect, and I don't need no more problems. But Lynn, she's not correct. She doesn't speak to people correctly, and I think she needs to be retrained under the NSIR schedule, which used up represents CD data dealing with people for call CFS calls for services. Yeah, what you deal with, calls for services, and I'm a call for services saying I've got a problem. Your call centre can deal with over 15,000 calls per day on the average, and for me to be able to call you now, you can deal with any event of a riot, you can deal with anything. So for me to be on the phone and explaining to you that I'm being assaulted in my house, you could spend 2 hours on the phone to me and it wouldn't tie up the network. I've got all of the paperwork it takes for you to be you and to be your manager and line manager here, because I've wrote to all of the call systems, and I wrote to SUP, I wrote to ARM, I wrote to MetCC, the people actually developed the computers that you work on, and they've looked at the paperwork, and I've got the correspondence here, and they've said that, yes, it's fraudulent on human error, and it's not on the computer systems that this has happened, and I am being illegally detained. There's a difference between a standalone ASBO and a CBO ASBO. A CBO is for criminal after conviction, when you arrest somebody and you do them off, if it's an arrestable offence. I've never been arrested for the organisation of illegal rave still, and they've called it the organisation of illegal raves and put on a standalone ASBO. Now you're letting my neighbours attack me to cover that up because you've done a dirty portrayal against me and my partner, a sex scandal. Me and my partner have never argued, me and Shannon haven't, and I've never gave Shannon nothing. I've got all my medical notes, all the clinic on recording here, I've got all the hospital on recording here, I've got my medical notes and everything, to cover up these missing signatures because I was phoning you like you've done a sex scandal in mine and Shannon's name, the company you represented. Sally Gilchrist done it. Yeah, the head of the solicitors for your firm with Hugh Gills. That's why Hugh Gills has been moved out. And Jane Johnson, the borough commander, done it. Yeah, and they've illegally detained me in my house. And all I'm asking for you to do is to stop the people that are attacking me. That I've used my personal data under the DPA, and you spread rumours that I've got a disease when I haven't. Yeah, and now it's endangered my life. You've endangered my life. I can't even leave my house. I can't leave my house without people trying to attack me because you're the government officials that you represent and the company you signed up for have endangered mine and Shannon's life.
Okay, sir, like I've explained, I am going to have to go now. Do you want a reference number for today's call?
No, I don't need one for this call here now. Okay. I've got the one for the call from before.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, bye.